The House begins what could be historic hearings on comprehensive immigration reform today, and everybody seems to be signed up.
It's no secret that there are more than 11 million people here illegally, many of whom have become part of the fabric of our country.
Believe it or not, that's House Majority Leader Eric Cantor speaking yesterday.
A good place to start is with the kids. One of the great founding principles of our country was that children would not be punished for the mistakes of their parents. And it is time to provide an opportunity for legal residence and citizenship for those who are brought to this country as children and who know no other home.
A strong feeling of consensus emerging on one of the most traditionally contentious issues between the Democrats and Republicans.
So at this moment, it looks like there's a genuine desire to get this done soon. And that's very encouraging. But this time, action must follow. We can't allow immigration reform to get bogged down in an endless debate. We've been debating this a very long time.
That's the president speaking last week in Las Vegas. But when the real horse trading begins in Congress, immigration reform will be involving a potentially conflicting set of priorities. How to reconcile those? Border security, small business economics, equity for legal immigrants, possible penalties for illegal immigrants, and what to do with same-sex couples who have lived in the U.S. for years. Do they have a place under the big immigration reform umbrella that's emerging on Capitol Hill? Joining us now, Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for Univision. Welcome back to the show, Fernando.
Hi, John. Thanks for the invitation again.
So write the screenplay for me. What's the narrative? What's the obstacles? What's the horse trading? Forget path to citizenship. What's the path to passage for comprehensive immigration reform as you see it?
Oh, that's a really tough one. But I would begin by saying that yesterday was a very interesting day in which we had very significant developments. The first one is what you just had, Eric Cantor speaking, Majority Leader Eric Cantor speaking to the American Enterprise Institute and opening the door very clearly for the acceptance of the DREAM Act, of giving legal residence and citizenship for kids who have been here through no fault of their own. Secondly, there is an agreement coming up, maybe being worked out by Republicans, Democrats, and more importantly, between the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and labor unions on a guest worker program. Will this be the way to legalize people who are here today? Will this also mean that there will be a path for other people to come later? And of course, this agreement will have to include high-skilled visas, or visas better known as STEM, for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, for people who are here today or may come here later that are badly needed by the high-tech industry. And secondly, or thirdly, the big conflict is going to be over citizenship, whether to create a new path or whether it will be tied to border security, John.
So DREAM Act seems to be the core. That's the easy part. The Obama administration may actually deal with worker movement on all levels of skill in the labor force with this Chamber of Commerce compromise that you're talking about. The harder issues are going to be the ones in the social realm, same-sex couples, that sort of thing.
Well, the same-sex couples is going to be a really tough issue. Many Republicans like Marco Rubio and others who were at the hearing yesterday, Marco Rubio obviously was not because this was a House hearing called by the Republicans and the Judiciary Committee, are not very willing to open this because they say that this is going to create a totally different environment for the debate and is going to distract it from other issues that they say that are more pressing. So the same-sex marriage issue is going to be, or for same-sex couples, immigration benefits, it's going to be a very, very tough thing to get through.
But to ignore that, aren't they going to have to explicitly exclude same-sex couples based on the way the law is emerging in the United States?
I'm afraid so. If they're not going to talk about it, basically that's what's going to happen. They're going to have to ignore it, and it's going to be really tough because you're going to leave a lot of people out. It's going to be something that they're either going to have to touch upon at some point or just totally leave it out.
Is DREAM Act for sure at this point? And are same-sex couples sort of out of the loop at this point, the way you see the politics?
I think the DREAM Act has always been an issue that creates sympathy since it was first introduced back in 2000 by Senators Orrin Hatch and Senator Durbin. Senator Durbin still at the forefront of this fight. I think it's always been a sympathetic measure. But again, there's the issue of citizenship, and there's been fights over this. Marco Rubio last year proposed a Dream Act alternative, which was not to give citizenship to these kids right away, that was going to give them visas. He's changed his mind now, and now he is pushing for a fuller measure. So I think the Dream Act has a lot more consensus right now. But still, it's the citizenship issue that's going to be very contentious.
Well, defining citizenship is really what's going on there on Capitol Hill. Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for Univision, thanks so much. We'll be talking to you again.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.